We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Thursday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harrison here, John Montone and Glenn Shuck out there this morning. A mugging in Morningside Heights turned into a murder. The victim, an 18-year-old first-year student at Barnard, she was set upon by a group of teenagers. One of them stabbed her repeatedly and fatally. With more from Morningside Heights, here's John Montone. John?
And Lee, December's darkness falls early, and so it was at 5:30 last evening when 18-year-old Tessa Majors walked into Morningside Park where a group of thugs approached her. Their intent, according to the reports we have, robbery, but she apparently tried to fight them off. One of the thugs, knife in hand, stabbed the young lady and kept stabbing her. Tessa Majors struggled up a set of stairs here, bleeding from deep wounds before collapsing on the sidewalk. Now, we have a report in this morning's Daily News that says police followed a trail of blood to the nearby Grant Houses, a big public housing project not far from the park. It took them to a fifth floor apartment where there was a 16-year-old boy. He fit the description some people had given them of someone they had seen near the attack. They took him into custody and questioned him, and we expect to find out a lot more as the morning goes on.
Now, this was a dangerous neighborhood back in the day. It's been pretty safe in recent years, so this is a bit of a shock.
Yeah, there have been reports of knife point robberies in the area, and some of the students at Barnard said that, you know, the park is a great place during the day. But as I mentioned at the top of this piece, it gets dark very early in December. And so at 5:30 in the evening, the sun had already set.
All right, John Montone, joining us from Morningside Park this morning. Well, investigators are still holding off on calling what happened in Jersey City a hate crime. Mayor Steve Phillips says it's obvious to him that the people killed in the kosher market there on Tuesday were targeted because of their religion. As for the killers, one of them left behind quite a trail, as Glenn Shuck is here to tell us from Jersey City this morning. Glenn?
Lee, back here at the scene here on Martin Luther King Boulevard, David Anderson and Francine Graham, the killers, lived in a van for months, apparently. And Anderson, a one-time follower of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, left behind a handwritten note, part of it that read, "I do this because my creator makes me do this. I hate who he hates." And that's part of that handwritten note. But still, the Attorney General, Gurbir Graywall, would not use the words hate crime.
We're investigating the motivations for the killings, which, you know, again, the facts are they arrived at a location, they got out and immediately began shooting. As to what precipitated that, that investigation, that hard work, the interviews, the review of documentary evidence, digital evidence, and other evidence is ongoing. And there are dozens of interviews that are being conducted.
Doesn't want to jump to any conclusions, apparently.
Steve Phillips pretty much put this together within the hour after this happened. As we know, he has been very strongly saying that this was a hate crime. Here's the mayor again saying it for probably the fifth time yesterday.
My sentiment is that it should be viewed as a hate crime and called out aggressively and called out quickly. I'll leave it at that.
I presume they will eventually arrive at the same conclusion officially.
It seems that way. There's so much evidence here. According to Phillip, he actually gave us his information, too, that Anderson had posted anti-police and anti-Jewish messages on social media in the days leading up to the attack. And we've also learned from other reports now that Anderson was actually recording rap fantasies about killing cops in connection with what happened in Ferguson years ago. So there seems to be a trail of hate from Anderson and Graham. Eventually, as you say, probably everyone will be on the same page, but as of now, they are not. We'll hear again from the Attorney General. He'll have another press conference at noon here in Jersey City today.
And there's Glenn Schuck, live from Jersey City this morning. A two-year-old boy was with his mother in the Fulton Street subway station yesterday when he somehow got separated from her and fell off the platform as a 2 train was pulling in. He was wedged between the train and the platform and killed. Andy Byford is president of City Transit.
This is clearly a horrible event for all involved. Our hearts go out to the mom of the little boy involved, to the MTA personnel involved, particularly the train crew, for whom this was absolutely traumatic. They were totally traumatized by this incident.
Police say they'll review security footage to determine just how this happened. Judge Maxwell Wiley apparently doesn't think much of the new bail reform laws in Manhattan Supreme Court yesterday. He called the laws stupid and told a burglary defendant that it went against all common sense and wisdom to release him. And as he released a robbery suspect, he told him the law is stupid, but I have to follow it. And for added effect, we're told by the Daily News, the judge rolled his eyes. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Fox News Channel still not seeing eye to eye. AOC took offense when Fox's Tucker Carlson described her congressional district as filled with garbage, litter, and trash piled in public places. He showed B-roll of overflowing trash bags on the sidewalks and said, how can we take seriously anything she says about the environment when this is her congressional district? AOC fired back on Twitter, writing that describing immigrants is as dirty as a lazy, tired, racist trope. As for why she won't go on Fox to respond, she wrote, the main reason I haven't is squaring the fact that the ad revenue from it bankrolls a white supremacist sympathizer to broadcast an hour-long production of unmitigated racism without any accountability whatsoever. There's no comment so far from Fox. A couple of brothers are suing the city. They want their hemp back. Oren and Ronan Levy had 106 pounds of legal hemp seized by the NYPD last month. Officers were under the impression it was marijuana, but it was legal hemp, which the brothers say they use in the production of legal CBD. The charges against the brothers were dropped, but the cops are holding on to the hemp. They say they want to figure out where it came from. The brothers are now suing the city to get the hemp back. They also want $10 million in damages. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.